Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. Foreign ministers of India, Australia, Japan and United States to participate in Quad meeting in New Delhi tomorrow. Sri Lanka allows visa-free entry up to 30 days for Indian tourists under new free ETA scheme. 15 people killed in Bangladesh after a truck laden with iron rods overturns in Tanglayang district. And in wrestling, Indian grapplers Vicky and Akshay Dheri clinch gold in men's freestyle category at Asian Under 23 championships in Vietnam. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in New Delhi tomorrow. Foreign Ministers of Australia, Penny Bong, Foreign Minister of Japan, Toshimitsu Motegi, and Secretary of State of the United States, Marco Rubio, will participate in the meeting. The ministers will exchange views on advancing Quad cooperation across priority areas, review progress on ongoing Quad initiative, and reflect on recent developments in the Indo-Pacific region and other international issues of mutual concern. In keeping with the Quad vision for a free and open Indo-Pacific, the ministers will build on discussions held in Washington, D.C. on 1st July last year. A correspondent has filed this report.
The foreign ministers' meeting this year comes at a time of global uncertainty and West Asia crisis. India is hosting the meeting in its capacity as the current chair of the coalition. The Quad, comprising India, the US, Australia and Japan, has emerged as a key grouping largely focusing on peace, security and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. The Quad nations have come together with a commitment to work as a force for global good and to support an open, free and inclusive Indo-Pacific that is prosperous and resilient. Quad has adopted a positive and practical agenda focusing on contemporary issues and challenges such as health security, climate change, critical and emerging technologies, and strengthening the maritime domain awareness of regional countries. Suparna Saikia, Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today held talks with his Japanese counterpart Motegi Toshimitsu in New Delhi. In his remarks during the meeting, Dr. S. Jaishankar said India and Japan have a special strategic and global partnership.
Between India and Japan, of course, we have a special strategic and global partnership, and that signals that our ties have a larger implication, importance, impact. Today, I look forward to discussing our bilateral cooperation, to discussing global and regional issues, particularly in this current situation, and West Asia is important.
Indian tourists will continue to enjoy visa-free travel to Sri Lanka without paying tourist visa fees after the Sri Lankan government introduced a free electronic travel authorization ETA scheme for citizens of 40 countries, including India, from today. Till now, Indian travelers were required to pay a fee to obtain a 30-day tourist ETA before entering Sri Lanka. Under the new policy, Indian nationals can continue applying through the online ETA system, but there will not be any charges for short stays of up to 30 days. The Department of Immigration and Immigration said obtaining an ETA before arrival remains mandatory despite the fee waiver. The free ETA also permits double entry access during the validity period. India has maintained the top spot as the biggest source market for Sri Lanka's tourism sector, contributing over 20% tourist last year as well as this year to date. The rescue operation in Gulmarg, where around 300 tourists were stranded, has concluded and all the stranded persons have been evacuated safely. The Indian Army, NDRF, and the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, was leading a rescue operation at the Gulmarg gondola in Jammu and Kashmir following a technical malfunction in the gondola cable car system. The fault caused a sudden suspension of the services between the base station and Phase 1, leaving several tourists stranded today. In a statement, the Indian Army said the following a distress call from the local authorities, rescue teams were swiftly mobilized to the site. According to the Indian Army, a total of 65 cable cars were affected due to the technical malfunction. Lieutenant Governor of the of the state, Manoj Sinha, is personally monitoring the situation. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you to the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Bangladesh, at least 15 people were killed and around 10 others injured when a truck laden with iron rods overturned on the eastern approach road of the Jamuna Bridge in Tangail district early this morning. Police said the accident occurred around 4:30 a.m. in Kalihati, Upsala, when the truck carrying iron rods along with passengers travelling to northern parts of the country ahead of Eid celebrations lost control and overturned beside the highway. In Pakistan, a speeding bus collided with a bus parked along a roadside in northwest region today, killing at least 17 people and injuring 5 others. Police said the accident took place on the Swat Expressway in Mardan district. Authorities said the identities of the deceased have yet to be confirmed, while rescue teams continued relief operation at the scene. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakai has said that the ongoing negotiations are currently centered on ending the conflict, adding that the discussions on the nuclear issue have not yet taken place. Separately, Iran said that it is not seeking to impose tolls on vessels passing through the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Addressing a weekly press briefing, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Bakai stated that Iran is instead working with Oman to establish a mechanism for the safe passage of ships. The Iranian Navy today announced that a fleet of 32 vessels successfully crossed the strait after obtaining permission with the coordination and security of the IRGC Navy. According to a report published by the Iranian semi-state Tasnim News Agency, the transiting fleet has a mix of oil tankers, container ships and the various other commercial vessels. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of the State Marco Rubio said that work is in progress to arrive at a peace deal between Tehran and Washington. However, he stressed that the U.S. President Donald Trump would not accept what he called a bad deal.
Iran is reportedly demanding the immediate release of $12 billion in frozen assets held in Qatar as a precondition for continuing talks with the United States. The issue of frozen funds is currently the main obstacle to advancing discussions on a potential memorandum of understanding between Tehran and Washington, and Iran is seeking the full unfreezing of its overseas assets as part of any comprehensive agreement. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai said negotiators have made progress on several areas through mediated talks, but that significant differences remain and a final agreement is not yet within reach. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has added a new dimension to the diplomatic process, saying that countries including Qatar, Egypt, Jordan and Turkey should join the Abraham Accords as part of any broader regional settlement linked to the future Iranian deal. He described the talks with Iran as proceeding nicely. Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
At the Asian Under 23 Wrestling Championships in Da Nang, Vietnam, Indian wrestlers put up a dominant show, securing 2 gold medals today. In the 57kg freestyle category, Akshay Tanaji Dere defeated the Yellowman Aman Gil Diev by 4-2 to claim the top podium spot. Meanwhile, in the 97kg freestyle category, Vicky also struck gold after a closely fought 7-5 victory over Sherjod Poyonov. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Foreign ministers of India, Australia, Japan and United States to participate in Quad meeting in New Delhi tomorrow. Sri Lanka allows visa-free entry up to 30 days for Indian tourists under new free ETA scheme. 15 people killed in Bangladesh after a truck laden with iron rods overturns in Tangail district. And in wrestling, Indian grapplers Vicky and Akshay Dhiri clinch gold in men's freestyle category at Asian Under 23 Championships in Vietnam. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.